Hurrying back to his desk, Heisenberg began manipulating the equations he knew so well. Quantum mechanics apparently placed restrictions on what could be known and observed, but how did the theory decide what can and cannot be observed? The answer was the uncertainty principle. Heisenberg had discovered that quantum mechanics forbids, at any given moment, the precise determination of both the position and the momentum of a particle. It is possible to measure exactly either where an electron is or how fast it is moving, but not both simultaneously. It was nature's price for knowing one of the two exactly. In a quantum dance of give and take, the more accurately one is measured, the less accurately the other can be known or predicted. If he was right, then Heisenberg knew that it meant no experiment probing the atomic realm would ever succeed in overcoming the limits imposed by the uncertainty principle. It was, of course, impossible to prove such a claim, but Heisenberg was certain it must be so, given that all processes involved in any such experiment had necessarily to satisfy the laws of quantum mechanics. In the days that followed, he tested the uncertainty principle, or as he preferred to call it, the indeterminacy principle. In the laboratory of the mind, he conducted one imaginary thought experiment after another, in which it might be possible to measure position and momentum simultaneously with an accuracy that the uncertainty principle said was impossible. As calculation after calculation revealed that the uncertainty principle had not been violated, one particular thought experiment convinced Heisenberg that he had successfully demonstrated that it is the theory which decides what we can and cannot observe. Heisenberg had once discussed with a friend the difficulties surrounding the concept of electron orbits. His friend had argued that it should, in principle, be possible to construct a microscope that allowed electron paths inside the atom to be observed. However, such an experiment was now ruled out because, according to Heisenberg, not even the best microscope could cross the limits set by the uncertainty principle. All he had to do was prove it, theoretically, by trying to determine the exact position of a moving electron. To see an electron required a special kind of microscope. Ordinary microscopes use visible light to illuminate an object and then focus the reflected light into an image. The wavelengths of visible light are much larger than an electron and therefore could not be used to determine its exact position as they washed over it like waves over a pebble. What was required was a microscope that used gamma rays, light of extremely short wavelength and high frequency, to pinpoint its position. Arthur Compton, in 1923, had investigated X-rays striking electrons and found conclusive evidence for the existence of Einstein's light quanta. Heisenberg imagined that, like two billiard balls colliding, when a gamma-ray photon hits the electron, it is scattered into the microscope as the electron recoils.